Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Everybody who is listening to this show, regardless of their story, is a unique God imager. That's true of male, that's true of female, it's true of every person. Now, all the wonder of creation, you know, the mountains, the seas, the lakes, you know, that you guys have up there, nothing can rival what it means to be created in God's image. I mean, that's what humanity holds uniquely. So that's the first profound definitive statement about what it means to be human and who we are, is that we, each of us individually, are God imagers. And if you exist in the world, then God created you with purpose. If God did not want you, if God did not think you were special and worth creating, you would not exist. But you do exist because God loves you and God wanted you to be here on this earth, and that's true of all human beings.
Thinking of Ephesians 2:10 as you're talking, Glenn, that for we are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus, so that we can do the wonderful things he planned for us long ago. And I love that. I love the hope that you infuse into this project, because it's not just what's wrong with the family. In fact, I don't hear you doing that. It's a redemptive picture of saying, this is what God intended, and this is why. And we have every reason for hope. And but it does matter that we make some of these distinctions. And say a word, if you would, about the ripple effect of blending, or blurring, I should say, the gender distinction. Because, again, here's one of those things we think we can blur the lines on this without consequence. But there is consequence.
Well, there's very much consequence, and it's not that individuals who blur these lines are doing this, but like we just read, the scripture says, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. Now, when we come along today and we start challenging that and say, well, male and female don't really matter, and male and female are not really different from one another, and, you know, as some at, you know, universities say that male and female are just cultural constructs, what they're actually doing, unbeknownst to them many times, is they're attacking the very image of God in the world. Satan loves for us to do that because he knows how powerful the male and female nature is. And if he can get us to think, well, they don't really matter. And, you know, male and female is just simply a way that people can be sometime. He understands. In fact, it's interesting that one of the director of the Family Project, we're sitting down planning all this, you know, many years ago. And he said, Satan could be a fantastic Sunday school teacher, you know, other than the obvious. He gets the story. He knows what it's all about, and he knows what these particular things represent. And that's why he's attacking it and seeking to destroy it so viciously. And that's what we as Christians need to understand. What is at stake in these things? And that's exactly what's at stake in the nature of gender. Is realizing that not only is it important, there is, if you will, a divine nature to being male and female, because it's through that that we represent, and that it's the only thing in the physical created world that represents the nature of God himself. And Scripture tells us that clearly.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.